Hey, we're going to talk to Justice a little bit more with the roundtable with the award winners at the Bison Sports Year-End Banquet, as he was the 2017-18 Male Athlete of the Year. Congratulations, Justice.
Thank you. Thank
you got it. But before we get there, we got both of you guys are going to get on a plane, go down under, and you'll be at the 2018 Commonwealth Games. Justice, first, just talk about the honor of being selected onto the Bison or the Team Canada men's basketball roster for that games.
Yeah, honestly, it's a huge honor. Anytime you get an opportunity to represent your
That's
country.
Two times in a year.
Yeah, twice in a year. It's been a pretty crazy year, but it's crazy, man. It's always, you feel like a bit more pressure when you represent your country and you just want to perform because, like I said, you're kind of repping for everybody back home. And I'm excited for the opportunity and ready to get going.
Any truth to rumor that you might, put something in the head coach's ear to try and get you on the court a bit?
We'll see, man. He makes his own decisions, but I think we know each other pretty well, so might have a bit of advantage there.
That's fair enough. Kirby Shep, let's get in here. You're going to get on the plane with Justice there. Congratulations on being the head coach. We talked about that earlier, but how proud is it that you have someone you know pretty well here, a fifth-year guard, Justice Helene, is going to join the team out there in Australia?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's always an honor to represent, Justice said, represent your country, but for me, one of the coolest parts, and we've started to see it in our program, is seeing our guys get a chance to travel the world and do incredible things, playing the games they love. And as you mentioned, this is the second time, traveling to the side of the globe for basketball. And we've had a number of other guys go on and play professionally overseas. And it's just pretty phenomenal to see our guys get to that level and get that experience. It's such a special, special thing.
Before you still have the mic here, what's the prep like? What do you not to get too much into it, but how much have you seen? What do you know about Team Canada and the opponents you're going to play out there at the 2018 Commonwealth Games?
Well, slowly rosters are being released. We have the rosters from all of teams in our pool play, but we'll gather info. It's going to be very, very difficult to get tremendous amounts of information until that tournament starts. But as we start training camp and we're putting together pieces of video on players and stuff, that's certainly going to be a tough challenge. But for us, it's the real challenge is having to put together a group of guys in a 7-day window and try to make them a team in a very, very short period of time.
All right, we'll keep this short and sweet here. We know you got a plane to get to here. Kirby Shep, just talk about just how exciting, this time is for you. This is the first time being the head coach and just kind of running the ship.
Yeah, I mean, a bit of a surreal moment. A couple weeks ago, I had to sign a contract for Canada Basketball, which I've done 8 or 9 times before, and this one was a little bit different. At the top of the contract, it said head coach men's national team, and it was a bit of a moment for me, for sure.
And lastly, Justice, just talk about your excitement. If you would have been told a year ago you'd make two Team Canada teams in a span of a year, what would you thought?
I probably would have laughed. I wouldn't have believed you. But like I said before, I'm just grateful for the opportunity. And I'm just trying to make the most of this.
Hey, all the best out there in Commonwealth Games, Justice Helene and Kirby Shep. The next time we'll talk to you is for 2018-19 season. How about that? Something like that. Hey, guess what?
What's up?
You're listening to This Week in Bison Sports on 101.5 UMFM. It's This Week in Bison Sports on 101.5 UMFM. We got the 4 fifth-year players. Hovey's around here somewhere. We'll find her in a bit here. She's an Olympic medalist. She can do whatever she wants, I guess, at this point. Hey, tell the vast listening audience on 101.5 UMFM, the home of Bison Sports and Bison Women's Hockey, 2017-18 Youth Sports Champion. How's that for an introduction? Tell your name, your position, how many years you've been at Manitoba, and your favorite championship moment that is family-friendly to say.
Caitlin Fighton, I'm a defense. This is my fifth year here. And I think my favorite moment so far was raising the trophy with the team afterwards.
Boom.
Hi, my name's Rachel Dick, number 56, goaltender. And probably my favorite moment was when there was like 5 seconds left in the game. And we're getting ready to jump on the ice.
I'll be honest, you might have been called for too many men. You guys might have jumped the bench a bit there, which is all right. They weren't going to call it.
Alana Sirhan.
Sirhan.
Fifth year forward, number 14. Favorite moment, Canada West Finals, when we were all singing We Are the Champions. And then when we were in Western, we didn't have the music, but we were all started singing it anyways.
Darn right.
My name's Charity Price. I'm number 8. I'm a forward.
Price.
My favorite memory would probably be when we won and everyone came running on the ice after us, and then hugs everywhere, parents, friends, family.
Just one, and no one got injured, right? Because it was a bit of a, you know, melee of people, so it was all good, right?
Yeah, no fatalities.
All right, good stuff. Let's go back to Kathleen. She's got to get to class soon here. Hey, Cap, that's a pretty good way to finish your 5-year career.
It sure is. Yeah, I couldn't ask for a better way to finish it with these girls. To have my last year finish this way, it's been incredible.
Did you have the inspirational win one for fighting speech before the championship final? I'm going to say no, but just surprise me.
Like I said before, I don't really talk that much in the dressing room, so I think everyone just knew that we had it in us and we were going to go win, so I didn't really have to say much.
You're going to stay around, right? Stay around for a couple of steps. Rachel, how's this for a way to cap your 5 years here in Manitoba? It's pretty crazy. Like, you know, when you think back 5 years about a whole bunch, like, it doesn't happen all the time to stay 5 years with the same program, right? Just talk about your kind of thoughts of 5 years with the Bisons ending with the championship.
Yeah, I mean, I think when we all first came here, we weren't really expecting to go out this way, but pretty proud to play 5 years with this group and couldn't think of a better way to finish.
Yeah, no, honestly, when we lost my second year in Alberta in the semifinals, I kind of thought that was as close as we were going to come. But it's crazy. It's crazy to see that, you know, we've got there, we got the medal, and, you know, now we got the national title, and it's just phenomenal. And this group of girls is absolutely extraordinary.
They'll never take it away from you. That's what I've been told.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine a better way to finish. Every year we say, like, this is the year, this is the year.
Hey, this but, was the year.
It was the year, yes. Boom. But this year, right from the beginning in training camp, John always said, like, this is it, this is it. And then when we went to go win CanWest, John came up to us 5 years and was like, just gave us a high five and was like, hey, let's do this. And, like, ever since then, now we're U Sport champs.
That's the way it is. Charity Price, Alana Sirhan, Rachel Dick, and Caitlin Fighting. Before you go fighting, grab back onto the mic here. I got a 2-pronged question for you. One, start of the year, think this could happen, be honest. And second, if you can go back in your Rolodex, other than championship year, was there a favorite moment you can recall of the last 5 years? Woo! How about that one?
Yeah, I definitely thought that we had a good shot this year.
Nice.
I don't know if I really would have imagined us being U Sport champions, but I knew
that we definitely... But imagine it now. Yeah. It's a reality.
But I knew it was going to be a tough competition like it is every year, but that we had a really good shot this year with so many returning players. And my favorite memory probably before this year was going to Europe with our team.
That's a good call. Caitlin Fighting, thank you for everything over the last 5 years. Amazing captain, amazing championship run. Go finish up your student athlete stuff now.
Thanks, Oak.
You got it. Rachel, kind of thoughts about that. This team, that thought about where did this kind of come together this year and a favorite moment outside of this season?
Yeah, I mean, I think at the beginning of the season, we all kind of thought that this was our best shot. And it's pretty exciting to see the work pay off. And favorite moment from other years. I don't know if I can think of a favorite moment, but just all the friendships that I've made.
Yeah, at the beginning of this year, I mean, you know, you always dream about a championship and you never know if it's going to happen or not. The pieces all got to fall together. So being honest, yeah, no, I didn't know if this year was our year, but that's just going against all odds and pushing through and getting it done. Favorite moment being a Bison thus far is all the nights that we can't really talk about on air.
I completely agree with Sirhan on that one. But I do think that this was the year from the very beginning, and I believe in us from the very start. A favorite memory, I have so many, I don't even know which one I could pick. Probably living with my three besties at 188.
That is awesome. I just want to say congratulations to all four of you. Caitlin Finley, Rachel Dick, Alana Sirhan, and Charity Price. Hey, fifth year, that's the greatest way to go out as champions, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's awesome. Hey, enjoy it. Celebrate it. You're always going to be a champion for life now. It's Bison Women's Hockey 2017-18 U Sports National Champion. Sounds a good ring to it. And guess what?
What?
You're listening to This Week in Bison Sports on 101.5 UMFM. It's This Week in Bison Sports on 101.5 UMFM. Roundtable of everyone. Big winners. Major award winners. Sirhan, you got to go, I guess. Is that what you said?
Yep.
What'd you win today? You got to say the whole official thing, if you can
leadership
remember.
Community development?
Yeah, I don't know. You guys came up with it, UMAC. Yeah. So, I mean.
That, sure.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That's a nice way to end 5 years. People acknowledging what you've done on and off the ice.
Yeah, no, it feels great, and it's awesome because I know there's a crazy amount of student athletes who work hard in the community, so to be recognized as one of them, that's incredible.
All right, let's go around the table. You got the mic now. What'd you win today?
I won.
Who are you first? You gotta say that.
Lauren Tereschuk, women's hockey, and I won female rookie of the year.
Congratulations, it's pretty awesome. Boy, you guys have had a lot of awards over the last week or so, huh?
Yes.
Kind of cool, right?
Yeah, it's been crazy.
Now, what was more nerve-wracking, the championship game, the shootout game in the championship, or doing the speech at the year-end banquet?
Speech, absolutely.
That's the first time I've seen you nervous in the whole year.
Yeah, I don't get nervous on the ice.
Rebs, don't have her do any speeches before games, all right? All right, okay, let's keep it going here. Hey, you're on a jet plane somewhere. Congratulations on that, but tell the vast listening audience on 101.5 UMFM, they'll be listening in Australia, let me tell you. What'd you win?
My name is Jess Saline,
yes.
First of all, and I won Bison Male Athlete of the Year.
Hey, congratulations. Great way to cap 5 years, huh?
Of course, definitely. Couldn't have asked for a better way to end it, other than obviously a national championship.
Well, hey, you guys,
that would have been nice, but...
You guys got there last year.
We did.
You made some history, first time in 30 years.
Yeah, exactly. It was a good year, but...
You made also some history, too. You were the first guy to get first-team All-Star and to lead the scoring race in Canada West for the Bisons there. Did you expect that in the year five?
I've always had high expectations of myself. Not necessarily like statistically or something like that, but I pushed myself and I put a lot of pressure on myself, so I'm not surprised that I had a lot of success this year, to be honest.
Well, good for you, man. And congratulations on being Team Canada twice in a year. What do you...
Yeah, like I said before, it's always an honor to represent your country. It means a lot. Not a lot of people get an opportunity to do it, so I just got to make the most of it.
Wear the brown and gold in the red and white. Be proud.
Can you say that again?
Be proud.
Oh, I thought it was a question for a second.
No,
yeah.
Oh, statement.
I'll always be proud to wear
That's
the
all
brown
right.
and gold.
Just a statement. Sometimes there's no questions. Just a selling. Get out of here.
All right. Thank you, guys.
You've been good for 5 years. Hey, who are you?
Yes, it's my turn.
Finally. Yes. Yeah, what did you win?
I won
Student
Athlete Leadership and Community Development Award.
That is officially the title. You get to keep it. There
I think
you
so.
Go.
I was trying to read it from here.
You shared it. Co-winner with Brett Stoven. Is that all right?
You guys
get you get an award both. You don't have to share the award.
I didn't think I'd be able to compete. Like, I heard his name, and I was like, hey, cool. Yeah, congratulations. And she said there was one more in co-chair, and I was like, my heart dropped, started shaking. I was like, okay.
Okay, you know what? Let me be honest. You're ridiculous. Your speech you gave, you know, for the message of the student athletes, that was pretty impressive. Like, I hate to say this, Brian Bowman was shaking a bit, because if you're running, he better watch out.
No, yeah.
Like, I'm being serious. Get going.
I can't lie. I stole a couple paragraphs from Kaylee and just switched some names here and there. But
that's all right. No one needs to know. It's all good. Hey, were you a little bit surprised by the award?
Very surprised, to be honest, yeah. It's you don't really do these things to think that you're going to get recognition. You just do them because you want to do them. So it was kind of cool to get recognized for it. So, yeah.
Well, you deserve it. Gee, you've been awesome over the last 5 years.
Thank you.
If you want to come back and do webcasting anytime, call me.
I'd love to. And for people that can't see this right now, Chris Zook looks beautiful today.
Oh, you're ridiculous. Gee, you actually look way better. It's ridiculous. Hey, who are you?
I'm Alana Boudreau.
And you know what you are?
the assistant coach of the year.
And the inaugural one, too.
Yes.
They'll never take that away from you.
True.
Did you even know there was an award that was going to be made?
Not at all.
We surprised ourselves by doing that. It's awesome. It's actually should have been done many years ago. What do you think about that and being recognized?
I think it's huge. I think it's wonderful that they've sort of started that award. There's so many coaches that have come before me, long before me.
John Remple's going to talk about that.
That deserved this award probably more than I did from years and years and years ago. That have been putting in so much work. It's lovely to be recognized, knowing how many people came before me.
We can't backdate it. So let's just say we got to start it now. But you know what the deal is? You're selling yourself short. Talk about the season that you had with your bunch of GF was one of them.
Yes, yeah, he was for sure.
He left the room now. You can talk whatever.
Yeah, I can say it. No. No, our team had an amazing year, and our group has been growing. Like, we've been putting in quite a bit of work, and both GF and Oyinko have been kind of the leaders in that group for a couple years now. So all the rookies that are coming in, and they're just following in their footsteps, and it's been super exciting.
And I'll tell you this, a little known secret. We stole this idea from track and field. Ken West started this year, and it's an amazing idea. It's long overdue, but it's one that once I saw that we were hosting and they had that award, I was like, we got to do that. That's just outstanding. So congratulations, Alana.
Thank you very much.
Oh, actually, while you're there, what else have you got going on in your life? Just brag right now.
That's not a thing I do.
Well, you're going to have to. You have a mic, and I told you to do it.
Well, I'm the new executive director for Athletics Manitoba right now.
Congratulations.
So that's sort of my,
And
I've just got engaged.
There you go.
That's what you were looking for.
Yeah,
all right,
there you go. That's it. That's not a bad week or a couple weeks. Alana, congratulations
thank
on
so
that.
Much.
And all the best going forward.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, hand it off to a huge rookie of the year. Who are you?
I'm Brennan Warren, and I got a male rookie of the year.
Yeah. Did you know about that?
No. Totally surprised me.
Hey, talk about your year. You know what? It doesn't happen too often, but I'll tell a little bit, and then you tell more. You led the nation in blocks this year. Did you know that?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
boom.
I got quite a bit of help from my teammates.
You didn't block them?
Well,
you blocked some of them.
I got an assist when I didn't even touch it. So like.
That's all right. Yeah, just claim them. It's all good. Yeah. Talk about the season, the first year with them, and how'd you fit in?
Well, it was super easy because the leaders we have just like they make everyone feel welcome and they support you. So it's like a great group of guys, and I just had fun the whole way through.
Awesome. Brendan Warren, congratulations. All the best there. You'll be a leader next year as in your sophomore, so just no pressure, but keep it going, all right?
Thanks.
All right. Hey, Stoven.
Hey, Zook.
How you doing? I know this guy a bit. Hey, what'd you win this year?
I won the Student Athlete Leadership and Community Service Award this year.
Co-winner. Well, that's pretty good with you and G, huh?
Yeah.
It's pretty good company.
Yeah, G's... He's very involved, and he's quite a character, so that's definitely company there.
Well, I'll tell you what I like, too. Also, this is radio, but you're rocking the Block M sweater. Very
yeah,
well
I
done.
Mean, it's a fitting event.
That's actually almost as important as all the other awards in some respects.
It is.
Tell people if they don't know what the heck that's about.
Well, the Block M is like your, I guess, prestigious. If you think of Harvard
I would
or something,
think so.
They get their jackets.
You get to keep it, too. You know, award you just put on the mantle. Yeah, yeah. That you can wear anytime you
no,
want.
No, this I can
I'm sure that you're clubbing, and the people love that, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I don't want. Don't tell me anymore.
Do you know how many times I've had to put these buttons back on?
Don't want to know. Family show. Let's go, Stoven. You won the Leadership Community Development Award, right?
Yeah.
Hey, just talk about what you do on and off the ice.
There's a lot of involvement around campus here. There's UMAC, the University of Manitoba Athletic Council. There's two of us that rep from each team, plus the people that sit on their special positions. We go out in the community, we do things such as Salome Mission, we do Bison Against Bullying, we do the reading, Bison's reading out at the schools, the hampers at Christmas, we hand out hampers to people. There's so many things that we get involved with on campus, and you know, it's not just me, I'm just kind of the voice, and I go out and I put a couple hours in here and there, but it's the rest of the teams, the rest of the athletes on campus that get these things going. You know, they're the reasons that they continue running because everyone's involved in it. Everyone gets out. And that's just kind of the footprint that the Bisons want to have around campus and around the city.
And that's why he was the award winner. That's pretty darn good. Stoven, congratulations. Next year,
let's have both teams celebrate national champions for hockey. How about that?
Absolutely agree. It's in the works.
That would be a great way to end off next year. Hey, have a great off season. We'll talk to you then.
Thanks, Duke. You too.
You got it. Hey, coach.
Hello, sir.
Congratulations. Tell people what you won today and who you are.
I'm John Rempel, and I won Bison Sports Coach of the Year.
You know, you're a three-time winner on that one.
Yeah.
It is true. It's true.
Is
100%. It's three now.
Okay, if you say so it is.
It was a couple years ago, I think, and then way back, I think, 06, 07. That's true. So it's a true story.
Okay.
We don't have that's facts. Hashtag facts. You know this. Let's not give too much into this. But you know the colleagues you work around. We're talking guys who've been here 10, 15, 20, 30, 35 years.
Yes.
Just talk about winning an award with among those colleagues.
Well, I mean, in many respects, based on what some of those people here have been able to accomplish, this one is extraordinarily hard to win. And, you know, no disrespect to a coaching national award or whatever, any of that stuff, but this one means a lot because some of those people that are in that club there, call it what you want, club, whatever, those are the people that are responsible for me being in this job. I mean, I'm talking about Brian Dobie, Ken Bentley in particular, working alongside Mike Sarant, whom I played for, and, you know, is just pick each other's brains all the time. Garth having done all the things that he's done. And the list goes on and on. Kirby, great young coach. Michelle, great young coach. You know, Vanessa just works extraordinarily hard. So list goes on.
Don't forget Claude Berube.
No, I know. And it's, you know, I'm going to miss a few people here. But, you know, my colleagues are extraordinary at what they do.
Yeah, you know what? I will also say you've joined the club of national champion Bison head coaches here. It's kind of cool, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's why you coach and play and train and do all the things that you do at this level, because it's the Stanley Cup for this level. That's what it is. And there are a lot of times along the way in the last X number of years where you kind of go, you know, is that ever going to happen? You know, so close and a lot of heartache, but I guess that just makes you stronger.
I was going to say 14 years, it makes it all worthwhile a bit now.
Yeah,
I mean, it was, anyways. It's a bit of validation. It's a bit of all that, right?
Yeah, it's the payoff for the athletes, and I'm just so happy for this team because they really deserve it. They have done everything that I've asked of them. This group of people that have been together here for the last 4 or 5 years and different pieces coming and going, but the core of that group has just, they deserve it.
Lastly here, we're going to go to the female athlete of the year winner, Venla Hovi. Just talk about really her impact, her imprint the last 3 years.
Wow.
And keep it within 20 minutes.
Well,
but, you know.
I mean, I think you heard me say it, you know, obviously.
The people on the radio didn't.
Yes, I know. I will sort of try to repeat what I said. I mean, to have someone like Venla in our program, she's probably taught me more than I could have probably ever helped her with. I mean, I think she did learn some things here and certainly made some improvements as a player and whatnot. But I think the things that I learned from being around her were probably more valuable to this team than the other way around. So I think that I thank her for that. And, you know, it's just, like I said, it's a treat to be around a professional athlete at this level because you don't, as a coach, really get that opportunity very often. And just the habits that Venla exhibits and how she trains, how she takes care of herself, her soft-spoken way, but yet her effective way of speaking to teammates and those kinds of things, that's one of her best qualities for sure, no question. And, I mean, the list goes on and on.
She's going to be pretty good whatever she does next, huh?
You think?
There's the understatement of the year.
Yeah,
right?
don't undersell it too much.
let's give it to the female athlete of the year.
Good way to end it here.
Thanks,
for sure.
Rams.
Thank you.
Hey, who are you?
Venla Hovi, women's hockey.
What a month! What a year!
Yeah.
Just talk about. How about maybe being surprised about winning this award?
Yeah, I was very surprised, honored. So many great female athletes in the school. I usually don't get individual awards. I'm that type of player that doesn't maybe stand out in that way, but very honored.
Does it kind of represent maybe what you've done for this program over the last 3 years and kind of what the team did this year with the national championship?
For sure. And one of my teammates said, like, just being kind of representing how the Bison program is, then that's who I am. I think that's kind of what was the reason.
You know what? Because we're not the next time we speak, I don't know where you're going to be in the world, right? But I got one chance here left, maybe to just ask you here. Really, when this started and you were calling John Rempel and you guys are Skyping and stuff, anything in the wildest idea that I know you wanted to get back to the Olympics, but kind of all worked out pretty well this year, didn't it?
It all worked out so nicely. I mean, coming into this program, I sort of knew what to expect. Like, I mean, I played in the NCAA, but this team definitely made an impact on me and the girls. And
why was that, do you think?
I honestly don't know what it is. I feel like it's just the program, just a bunch of hardworking girls, just the team overall, how close we were. I've told the girls a million times, I've never played on a team like this before, so that probably was it. And I was very blessed to, you know, finish off with the national championship title, and I don't think people understand how hard it is to get there.
I don't think they do. I mean, you know, you always get asked an unfair question, you know, compare the Olympics to national championship. But I saw you guys on the ice there, you guys celebrating. I mean, an Olympics is amazing. It's 100,000%. The percentage is like 0.001 to win a medal at the Olympics. But this group that you won this national championship, you'll hold that pretty close to your heart, won't you?
Oh, for sure. And especially those girls being with me on a daily basis.
I mean, you flew back
so
to be
valuable
with them.
Yeah, like, I mean, if this was a team that I didn't care about, I would have stayed there, but I didn't have 1 second on my mind that I wasn't gonna come back. So maybe that says something about the team and how important it is for me.
Well, then we'll end it on this here. Venlo Hovey, I think this is a good swan song for you here in Manitoba. You get to enjoy this? Do you get to just reflect back a bit and just sit back and enjoy sort of what you accomplished this year and you know, how you impacted this university?
Oh, for sure. And I feel like I've done that a couple past days, just tried to force myself to think about it, but I honestly can't. I can't believe it still. So I feel like it's kind of going to sink into me, and just after a couple weeks or months, I'm going to probably just realize what, like, everything that's happened in the past couple months. So, yeah, but I'm really enjoying this and enjoying the moment of not, you know, having to do anything. I'm just going to enjoy this and have fun and relax too.
Hey, enjoy it, savor it, keep it with you forever. Hey, and on top of it, you're going to be in the Hockey Hall of Fame. How about that? That's going
to
be cool.
That was something I never thought I would be there, to be honest, never in a million years. So that's, and being there with a couple of the other Bison girls, that's just awesome.
It is all awesome. Venla Hovey, you're awesome. And congratulations again, 2017-18 Bison Sports Female Athlete of the Year. If we got anyone listening in Finland, you got some words in your native tongue?
Kiitos kaikille. Mun perheelle, mun ystäville. Mulla on ikävä ja ootte rakkaita.
And in English?
It was just thanking my family, my friends, and how important they are, and I couldn't have done it without them.
That's awesome. Venlo Hovey, thanks for everything over the years there, and thanks for coming to U of M. I think everyone greatly appreciated, and we're better for that. Hey, guess what?
What?
And you're listening to This Week in Bison Sports on 101.5 UMFM.